Did you know we had a special guest coming in today, Heidi? Because I don't think you read the calendar. Because if you would have read the calendar, you would be here sitting in your chair live. And when I found out, I was like, oh, really? She's coming in today and Heidi's not here? Are going to kick yourself, Heidi. Tell me that you did not look at the calendar.
No, I did. I just didn't. Sometimes I don't.
Comedy legend. Yes.
Is give me here, more clues.
Going to be performing at the Irvine Barclay Theater on September 20th.
Okay.
Which is tomorrow?
Saturday.
Yep, the Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. Can be heard weekly on our podcast. Nobody listens to it. To Paula Poundstone?
Paula Poundstone is
in.
No,
yes,
she's not.
Paula Poundstone is here in the studio. And I was like, wait,
what?
Paula Poundstone's going to be here today? And then you're not, Heidi? You decided to stay home in your home studio. Hello,
there
Paula.
There she is, hey, Paula Poundstone.
There's no Heidi today?
There she is. You got to put on your headphones.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Put on your headphones to hear her.
Paula.
I know. I'm disappointed, too. I couldn't believe
Paula,
it.
Paula. Hey. Paula, I'm such a huge fan.
Well, I'm very flattered. Thank you.
Paula Poundstone.
It's nice to see you, even though you're not here.
Kind of virtually here.
Yeah.
There,
is this since COVID? You've just not been coming in?
Yeah. I just tell them I constantly have COVID. I just tell them it's long COVID, and I just do it from home.
Yes,
no, I figured just since, you know, COVID first hit us in the stay-at-home order, that you been working, you took advantage of the work-at-home program, and then when they asked people to please come back in the office, you just were like,
I said no.
Heidi was manifesting a pandemic because she didn't ever want to come to work. She was like, oh, we need a pandemic.
Oh, I didn't even realize I was that powerful. I didn't even know that my mind was so powerful.
No,
but you really,
by the way, bad weather today, get angry with a Democrat.
Yeah, what's this rain about?
Yeah, Paula.
We control the weather, as everyone knows.
You're going to be performing on Saturday at the Irvine Barclay Theater.
I am.
The Barclay.org for tickets, if it's not sold out by now, and I'm sure it is.
No, it's not sold out.
It's not?
No, don't tell them it's sold out. It's not sold out.
I'm surprised that it's not, because it's
Paula Poundstone.
She hasn't
sold one ticket yet, Frank.
That's right, Frank. Come on.
I mean, nobody listens to her podcast. It's called Nobody Listens.
Did I not have this microphone adjusted correctly?
She's still want it in your face, because we're webcasting as well.
Oh,
so I'm glad.
I didn't realize we were webcasting, or I would have dressed up. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I feel awful. And I missed Heidi and Frank Day.
Yeah, September 10th.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. What did you wear?
Pretty much a turtleneck, my standard fare, Paula.
Did you come
a lot
in
like
that
you.
Day? Did you break pattern and come in that day?
No.
So don't feel bad. She didn't come in for her own day.
Paula, I didn't even remember it was our day. You know, it was like a year from the day that we got it, and there was a big celebration, and I didn't even remember.
Wait, because I was in the, for some reason, my publicist who set up me being here today, and, you know, she sends me a schedule of when I'm supposed to do what, where, and let me just get the data. She sent
me. Well, is that that new phone?
She sent me.
It is thin.
She sent me on my schedule. This is what I was told. 8:15 a.m. arrival. 9:30 a.m. live show. Now, I didn't really study on it, so I arrived at 8:15.
Are you notoriously late for things?
No,
why she
not
said
at
this?
All. Oh, okay. I have no idea why she said that. I don't know. Maybe she's, you know, maybe she just didn't type it right. But so
it should have said 9:15.
Well, she's
arrival.
A Democrat, and she was going to make it rain today, so she probably thought traffic
she
was going to be
messed everything up.
And so,
I've been this. So the reason I was very familiar with Heidi and Frank Dave is, of course, because we, you know, it's celebrated internationally. That's part of the reason.
And your neighbor had their lights up,
obviously. Yeah. Well, they celebrate Heidi and Frank Eve.
When my kids were little, I used to bring, you know, supplies sometimes for the school. You know, I'd bring Kleenex or I'd bring paper towels or, you know, whatever. Sometimes I'd bring stuff for the school. And for some reason the children objected. I have no idea why, but they'd want to know, like, why are you bringing that? Why are you bringing that? And I said, well, it's International Kleenex Day, where people from all around the world wear clothing made from Kleenex and prepare foods made with Kleenex. And that has been knocked out by Heidi and Frank Day, where people prepare foods with Heidi and Frank.
And they
Heidi and Frank themed.
They voted
foods.
On that, and we barely beat Kleenex Day.
Yeah,
people love the Kleenex burritos so
much. Well, Kleenex Day is a beloved holiday around the
world. How old are your
really
kids
is.
Now?
Oh, they're grown.
Up and
out. Are they out? In fact, one of my daughters, I always say, oh, they're young adults. One of my daughters is just about to lose her young modification. She's that old.
So I'm guessing
my oldest is 34. So you don't get young adult much longer at that point, depending on your behavior.
Yeah. Is it Grandma close. Paula? I mean,
oh heavens, no!
No grandkids, huh?
No. Oh, and okay. I'm not.
You're not going to be grandma if and when.
No, I'm not. I have zero. I have zero. It doesn't matter. I don't know how anybody brings a child into this world at this point.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, given that we're not really certain that we're going to keep going.
That's the fun of it.
It just seems unfair.
What could happen?
Oh, my gosh.
Comedy legend Paula Poundstone's hanging out with us. She's going to be playing performing at the Irvine Improv and playing as well. She's mean ukulele.
Oh, wow, yes.
Do you have any instruments at all?
Kazoo. Yeah, and I really encourage people, particularly on October 18th, for the No Kings Day, I encourage people to bring their kazoos.
To bring their kazoos out.
Because the news always focuses, to the degree that they focus at all, but they focus on the posters, and the posters are fun, but you know what? If thousands and millions of people are playing kazoos, if we're all playing We Shall Overcome, and then we jettison into Hit the Road, Jack, I think
if you want to be taken seriously, I suggest that probably is a good idea. The kazoo, the 100,000 people with kazoos.
Yeah.
Or up in Nosh is the Vuvuzela. Remember the Vuvuzela from the soccer?
Those are
a kazoo is nice and a pocket size, and you can kind of just throw it in.
It's hard to sneak a Vuvuzela in.
Yeah, you can't pretend
anymore.
Yeah,
or a didgeridoo. I mean, that's tough.
Didgeridoo is really a vacuum cleaner hose.
Yeah. You don't want to be carrying that in a purse. Yeah,
no. I am a grandfather, so
Yes,
can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
I know. And so now that I have a grandson, we're trying to like curse less and do, you know, nice things.
Oh,
and,
Jesus. I know. Boy. F that.
But one of the things that his mother wants us to try is like every day do the whole rose and thorn thing where it's like, all right, what was the bad thing part about your day? What was the good thing about your day? So as far as like the year so far for you, you get your rose and thorn for the year?
Huh? Yeah. Oh boy. I think it's a lot to ask of anyone to come up with a rose at this point.
Yeah.
You know,
it's just
a wreath of thorns. Yeah.
Much like what Jesus had.
Paula, did you have a nice breakfast? Something. I mean, I'm trying to start with the real
nice
basic
breakfast.
I had
nettles.
Yeah.
I had nettles for breakfast. I had fried nettles, and they tore my throat as they went down. You know what? I think if you have children at this point, if you've copulated and had children, and that's set them free. Just set them free at this point. Clearly, we are not responsible enough as a country, or perhaps even a world at this point, to raise children. So just set them free. Let's see. Remember the story years ago about the kid raised by wolves? Let's give another species a chance.
What do you do to when you get stressed out, or like, how do you manage stress? Is it drugs?
No. Mm. How do I
exercise? not drugs. Not our two things there, Frank.
No, I'll tell you. You know what? Last summer, not the one we just had, but the one a year ago, I was so stressed out. I had a variety of different reasons, not the least of which was the election, of course. And then just I succumbed to a coping mechanism that I've used in the past, and I'm not proud of this. I got 5 kittens.
Oh,
yeah.
Just
kept going back to the animal shelter, getting another kitten and another kitten and another kitten. And you know what?
Oh, it wasn't even like a litter. You took in a litter. You took in 5 separate kittens.
Well, I got one, and then I got another, and then I went back in again. And they showed me a litter of 3.
Looking
I said,
at you,
well, we don't want to break them up, do we?
Yeah. Looking at you, I would have never guessed you're a cat lady.
I love cats. I love cats. But I got to tell you, I mean, I hadn't gotten kittens in many years at that point, and it worked just the way you cannot be miserable around a kitten.
You have a dog on your shirt, though.
Do I? Oh, damn it.
You got to pick a side.
Yeah. No, I also have a big dog.
Oh, you do? What kind of dog is it?
She's part Golden Retriever and part Newfoundland.
Oh, it is a big dog. Yeah. What's her name?
Mo.
Mo.
Yeah, she's named after.
Golden Retriever, my favorite dogs of all time.
You know what? I have the only.
There's sunshine in a dog's body.
Not really this one.
All right.
She's nettles. She's yeah. nettles. She's fried nettles.
She got the one dark cloud.
Honestly, I did. She's, you know. I
look like a Golden Retriever, but I feel more like a, you know, pit bull.
She doesn't trust anybody. She's afraid of everything. And so she's really not a real, real friendly dog.
Let's hope
she
likes kittens.
She's friendly enough to me. She does like kittens. She likes them lightly salted.
And, with a slight crunch.
She's actually good with the cats. She's fine with the cats. But
like if you have people over.
Oh, she's not invited. People, yeah, she has to go in my another room where she spends a good deal of time barking. I also made a mistake. You know, when I first decided that I wanted to get a puppy, this is years ago now, I kind of put out the Twilight bark. I said, you know, I'm looking for a puppy. And I would say it on stage. I was, you know, looking for a puppy. And somebody sent me a picture of, a gorgeous little yellow lab. And this little yellow lab puppy needs a home. And I'm like, you know what? It's beautiful. I'm not getting a yellow lab because they are too tennis ball-y.
Yeah,
you know,
you
right?
Gotta be active.
Haven't you
throw the ball? Throw the ball. Throw the ball. Throw it.
Yes.
Throw it again. Throw it again.
Exactly. Yeah. Haven't you had the friends? Like I had friends who had a yellow lab, and they had to medicate it because of the tennis ball thing.
It would like fiend for it. They fiend
yes.
for it.
They're
just, instead of them getting up and throwing the tennis ball, they medicated their dog to lay down on the rug.
They threw it, and the dog
was.
Oh no, it wasn't because they wouldn't throw it. It was like there was nothing else. And the dog was constantly. Pining. So I get this puppy. I actually got her in Skokie, Illinois. And like an idiot, I don't know what ever possessed me, but I threw a tennis ball for her. I thought, well, this, you know, a little, right? I grew up with a Golden Retriever. He didn't make me throw a tennis ball all damn day.
So when the ball was in the air, it was like, everything else was slow motion. You're like, oh, no, what have I done?
Her eyes light up. She's like, this
you know
is
what?
Great.
Yeah. It was like Jesse with the heroin in Breaking Bad. Honestly. It's an addiction. It checks every box of addiction. Ruins relationships. Nothing else. The things she used to enjoy, she doesn't enjoy anymore.
It's
right?
Like fuzzy crack.
Yeah, it's totally. By the way, I talked to Billie Jean King about using squeaky balls in tennis because I think that would bring in a larger viewership, a larger fan base.
I was wondering what reminded you of Billie Jean King when I said fuzzy crack, and you're I talked to Billie Jean King. And I was like, no, the tennis ball.
Yeah, tennis ball. Yeah.
Like, okay.
You know, she's so great.
I read that they find that LSD treats anxiety. Did you ever dabble in the hallucinogens?
I have not. But now that I know.
Let's microdose, Paula.
Yeah.
I'm an anxious mess all the time.
Are Let's you? Is that it. Why you're not able to come in?
Yes.
Because of the traffic.
It's
because
so
driving.
Peoply
it's
outside.
Too much.
It's,
oh, it's yeah. It was peoply out there today.
It's very peoply.
Not only that, but it was wet peoply. And you
wet
know how
peoply.
They smell when they get wet.
Is the world so stressful to getting chased by fire ogres? It seems relaxing now. It's like, oh, I'll take LSD and just come down from this.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, I'm
God.
Not the,
no.
It's not my direction. Yeah.
I mean, being in that scene,
vices?
Though, I mean, back when doing comedy, like when you started, it was like, that was like the big, like, you know, and cocaine and everything and that group. So it was, I mean, as far as like back in the day, was this part of life and doing it?
Yeah. It was part of life, I guess. But, I don't know. I marched to the beat of my own drummer.
Yeah.
It's not a good drummer. A little clunky.
Yeah.
You can't keep time.
No, that's an issue.
The
right
rhythmless
there.
Drummer.
Yeah. I was just thinking about. See, you said back in the day, and then I drifted off mentally thinking about back in the back.
Where'd you go when I said that back in the day? Where'd you instantly
back to,
go?
Back to the Ding Ho in Cambridge.
Yeah.
You ever hear of the Ding Ho in Cambridge?
Is that a comedy club?
It was a comedy club. It was a Chinese restaurant and a Western bar. And it was in Inman Square in Cambridge, and it was the big spot in Boston for, well, it wasn't in Boston, it was in Cambridge. But for,
meaning, like, if you could get there, if you could get 5 minutes on stage there, that would be huge.
There's no one who didn't do 5 minutes on that stage, and all in the same night. It was a big, you know, it was a big hot time for stand-up comedy. We're talking about the early 80s. I started in 79.
Your first television appearance, what was that for?
I can't remember.
Was it on the Carson?
No, it might have been. No, it wasn't Carson. It was. I can't remember anymore.
Damn, Paula.
It's possible that it was Merv. It's possible that it was Merv Griffin. It's also possible that it was Letterman. And it's all. I did Letterman and Saturday Night Live, I think, in the same couple of days. One would have been Friday, and one would have been Saturday.
Well, that's easy to figure out. Yeah.
But
did you ever consider like being a part of the cast of Saturday Night Live, or you were sort of doing, like, you said, your own thing?
I did. You know what? I just did stand up. Robin Williams was the guest host, and he invited me to join him, just doing stand up. It was a long time ago, and I can't even say that I was particularly good. But it was, you know, it was so stressful. And, you know, of course, I didn't do the LSD, even though it turns out that that could be helpful with stress.
Shut up.
Well, who knew back then it wasn't used for stress?
Back then they might have served it up there in the green room. But no, I did. But yeah, no, that was a long time ago.
So Robin Williams was a fan and said, come do this with me.
Yeah, he did. You know, I know what my first television. Okay, so here's the thing. So I, at one point, I started out in Boston doing stand-up, and I took a Greyhound bus around the country to see what clubs were like in different cities. And I had the way it worked was Greyhound used to sell for $150 what was called an Ameripass. An Ameripass was a blank ticket book, and you could have it filled out for anywhere you wanted to go for $150 for 30 days. And so I would, you know, concurrently, I'd buy another one.
That was your first tour bus.
That was my big tour bus. That was back when
Pounce, I was coming to town.
That was back when my act was named Greyhound.
Brought to you back.
It's all about marketing, Paula.
So, all right, so I have, you know, very little money. Very little money. I had a yellow knapsack that I had was full of double stuffed Oreos. And so at one point I do something in Canada. I went to like a club there to just do open mic. I wasn't paid anywhere, just to do open mics. And I meet some comics. And one of the comics there that I meet tells me that he's a writer on, it was like a local, what do you call it, public access kind of a show. And the show was called the Yan Can Cook Show. And
Yes, I know that show.
Yan went on to be very famous. But at that time, it was just this little teeny, you know, production. I believe it was like a public, you know, what do they call it, public access. And so because my friend is the writer, he asked if I want to go see the taping of the show. I say, yeah, sure. And I get chosen to be a person to sample the food.
Oh, nice.
And it's at the very end of him cooking, right? And I forget what it was any longer. But, you know, I haven't eaten, and I don't know when at that point.
Only had the double-stuffed Oreos.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I've been living off double-stuffed Oreos for like a month. And so now this delicious Yan Can Cook meal is put on a table in front of me, and I'm on camera, and I, you know, I take a bite of it, and I say something, you know, like, oh, how, you know, I used, in fact, an adjective that he had used over and over again. We're preparing the food, and I forgot what it was. It might have been like surprising or something. And I actually got a laugh, and then the show's over, right? It was the last thing that happens is the person eats the food and likes it. So the show's over, and a production person comes and takes the plate.
Oh, no.
And I had one bite. I'm like, yeah.
Please.
Yeah, didn't want to see
porridge. I'll take porridge at this point.
Yeah, you learned how TV works. It's like, oh, no.
I'll lick the plate.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Please, sir.
So, and that was the turning point for Yan Can Cook.
That was the turning point for Yan Can Cook. And then my turning point came not yet. Today, my turning point came today here on the Heidi and Frank show.
That's right.
Even though Heidi was unable to show up, I came an hour early, thinking that I would meet with Heidi.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
Heidi, where are you,
Paula?
Heidi. Could I dox you? Where are you?
Yes. I'll let you know. Next time you're going to go to Heidi's house, and you'll be and then
you'll
we'll
sit right here next to me. We'll do it together.
Yeah, you'll sit right next to Heidi and do it at her house.
Palm Springs, baby. Come on out.
I'll tell you something. Lately, now I've been thinking because of Trump and telling freedom of speech being eroded. I've started thinking, okay, all right, if they say, well, you can't work in this theater and you can't work in that theater. And by the way, I am working at the Irvine Barclay Theater
This Saturday.
Yes.
TheBarclay.org.
It is not sold out yet.
It is not sold out yet.
No,
but longs to be. But what? Okay, so what if that avenue gets shut off for a lot of us, right? Uh-huh. What mm-hmm. if they say no? We can't, you know, because you know, and they all cave. Then maybe we should start doing shows in individuals' homes.
There you go.
You know,
well, let's do that.
I think it's great. Heidi, Paula, what's your address? Go ahead. Just tell us your address.
Okay. It's 1234.
1234.
Easy Street.
Easy Street.
Anywhere, USA.
Wow.
Anywhere. I've always wanted to go there.
You know what? If you were testifying before like a Senate Oversight Committee right now, they would go like, okay, yeah, that's where she lives.
Paula.
If you were talking to the press, there would be no follow-up question. Yeah. There would just be, yeah, that's where she lives. 1234 Easy Street, anywhere USA. Sure. In fact.
And the production assistant comes out and takes your plate. And then it's gone. Yeah. You're like, no, I had another mushroom crustatas I wanted to eat.
Paula
can be heard weekly as the host of the comedy podcast. Nobody listens to Paula Poundstone.
That is correct. Nobody listens to Paula Poundstone.
Including her dog,
yeah, so
her
if you,
cat.
So if you want to start, you can start also. And then go see her at the Irvine Barclay Theater on Saturday.
I imagine you've read a lot of these kinds of things over time, mm-hmm. right? Because you're a radio guy. You're a morning radio guy. You get that big morning energy, which I have always felt is not timed well for the listener.
Yes.
I feel like the radio people have to reflect what we're feeling. So you should come on in the morning and go, all right, here's a song. Yeah, exactly. But you've been reading copy for years.
Paul Poundstone's on the show right now.
Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
That's all hit snooze.
Yeah. That's true. We have to fake it.
Thank you so much for coming by. Go see her on Saturday, thebarclay.org for your tickets.
I was about to say that it doesn't really roll off your tongue the way you're reading it.
I know.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to say it?
Barclay. Yeah, come on, Frank.
The I can't do it.
Yeah.
Thebarclay.org. No, it's
the Barclay Theater.
It's not the Barclay.org. You're going to make people type in
not a charity,
and they're going to get a virus on their computer.
No, seriously. I said, look, the Barclay.
Oh, I take it all back. My mistake.
.org.
.org. It's .org.
Renee, did you write this? Because you're instantly last employee of the day, okay? You're getting worst employee of the day.
Wasn't me.
And Paula Poundstone was the final vote. No. You are the worst employee of the day. Thank you so much.
So hard to find good help.
Heidi, all hell is breaking loose here. You got
to
come back.
I'm embarrassed.
You have to be in here. She just took off her mask last week. So this is the first time I've seen her face since COVID. All right. Is this time for us at the end of the show? We always apologize to those we have offended. So we got to get the hell out of here. Let's apologize now, Heidi. And
all right. Deepak Chopra, we'll start with him. Occupational therapist, crocodiles, and decanters.
System of a Downs, Art LeBeau, Paul Harvey, and the Cookie Monster.
Dingle, Ireland, Dodo Birds, Girls' Nights, and Benihana.
Drunk Chimps, Jason Sudeikis, Kernville, and Ben and Jerry.
Wet People, Weightlifters, Sharon Stone, and Paula Poundstone. Go see her in Irvine at the Barclay Theater.
Thank you.
Porn stars, cat ladies, hairy buttholes.
What?
No, it's Harry Butthole. That's his name. It's not. There's no S on it. And Debbie and Patty, who aren't overweight women.
Okay.
You really have to listen to the whole show. Brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com, America's best car buyer. We are Heidi and Frank. Thank you, Paula.
Thanks, Paula.
Thank you, guys.
This Hour of Rock brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Hey, it's Stu with This Day in Rock, and on this day in 1970, we are still feeling the loss of the great, immortal Jimi Hendrix. Died in London on this day. He had just been in the spotlight for 4 short years, and his imprint on rock music, obviously still being felt today. We raise a mighty toast to Jimi Hendrix.
During an asthma attack, every second feels like an eternity. Primatene Mist works fast. It's clinically shown to open airways quickly.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.